Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
As I walk out the front door of my middle-class suburban home on a peaceful, sunny morning, well, sort of, and the birds fly over me and drop me some gifts to start my day, the dog slobbers all over my newspaper and won't release it from his super strong grip, my mind wanders back to the events of 2011. The tsunami in Japan, the earthquake in Chile, New Zealand, Melbourne, the nuclear reactor disaster in Japan, the floods, the tornadoes in the US, how the drought around many parts of the globe causes countries like Russia to import their feed wheat from Australia. The protests in the UK that deteriorated into hell on earth all over England. The woman on the train one day who randomly yelled out, "No carbon tax." The words of consolation from a government member who said to people of Townsville, I think it was, as they spent the night in fear, awaiting a massive flood to hit them, and this government person said, "We know that the long hours ahead of you are going to be the hardest you face. We hope that you can feel our thoughts as you wait." Feel her thoughts? Feel her thoughts? They need action. They need prayer to God for protection. I think about everything else that happened in 2011. The US dollar crash, the stock market chaos, the 10th anniversary of September 11, the homeless guy in the park going through the rubbish bin again. As I wrestle the newspaper out of my Great Dane's mouth and go back inside the house as we celebrate the birth of Jesus 2,000 years ago, I remember reading something Jesus said during his 33 short years here. "In me, you may have peace. In this world, you will have trouble. But take heart. I have overcome the world." I'm Aaron Wright.